Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Hort and I'm your host this every week. And we have a very special show today with Sheldon, founder of the Planetary Activation Organization. He has been on ships when he was a child and he has had amazing experiences there, especially with the Syrians. And now Sheldon is again on the show. The last time was in 2011. And I want to welcome you heartfelt, Sheldon. It's wonderful to have you again.
It's great to be on the show again, Maarten. Thank you very much.
Yes, and Sheldon, as you know, I often follow your webinars, and I always read your updates, and last update was quite interesting, and I want to ask you a question about this update for a certain section that that was given to you by the Galactic Federation of Light, and I will just quote a short section, and then you can comment on it. Once you have secured your glorious new state of consciousness, you will be eligible to rejoin the Galactic Federation by recreating your former star nation. In this, the Agardians, Ak means inner and Arta means earth, that's earth, will be your main guides together with your various ascended masters. Your first challenge after returning to full consciousness will be to set up your own galactic society, and part of this includes relocating those whose life contracts provide for this to the reconstituted worlds of Mars, Venus, and also the reconstituted planet of Pax, also known as Maldek, which now lies in the fragments between Mars and Jupiter. Your new star nation is to become a herald of change for the former Ankara Alliance, as these many new star nations need a template for expanding their consciousness to its fullest levels. In accordance with this, you will be assisting many Galactic Federation members who are fully conscious versions of the multitudes of dinosaurians, reptilians, amphibians, who now deeply desire to develop full conscious light. Kevin has mentioned that this become your first mission as you begin to spread light throughout this galaxy. Now, Sheldon, my question about this is, after we will be in the inner Earth chambers, where we'll be for 3 days to regain full conscious state of being, what will happen after that? Will we be assisting other civilizations like the Galactic Federation is now doing for us? How will this work out?
Okay, well, let's start in stages and work out toward the what you're asking about, what we're going to do with in the galaxy. First of all, after you get out of the 3 days of the light chamber and you become fully conscious being, you have to be trained for about 7 to 10 days in the etiquette of being fully conscious. And then we'll spend some time, some months, and maybe a year or two, and totally create our galactic society, not only here on our planet, but on the other ones we talked about, Mars, Venus, and the new world of Pax, or as people most people nowadays call it, Maldek. Once that's created, our first basic task, after having created our galactic society, formed our brand new star nation, and become once again a fully active member in the Galactic Federation, what we were going to do is work first, and this is what Heaven has asked us to do, is to work first with various star nations that were formerly part of the Enchera Alliance, or the dark nations of this galaxy, who now wish deeply to become fully conscious and positive beings of light, and of course, because of that, they want to have a new light body. Now, there are many beings who have star nations across this galaxy who are part already of the Galactic Federation, who have this capability to be fully conscious and who dearly wish right now to help their fellows in becoming fully conscious again. So our task will be to help them in creating all of this for the rest of the galaxy, which will, of course, cement the magnificent galactic peace which has existed for nearly 2 decades across this galaxy. So what we are going to be doing then is working with them initially. It'll be done for two purposes. One, it'll be our first chance to work with beings in a mission similar to that of a first contact mission. And two, we will be able to use our expertise and wisdom, as well as working aside other Galactic Federation Star Nation members who we've never worked with before. So it's kind of a two-phase thing. One, we're doing our first great deed to spread the consciousness and creation across this galaxy. And secondly, we're getting to work with people other than humans who make up a great portion of this galaxy, to work with them to fully understand exactly how much they're just like us in spite of the fact they look quite different, and to get over our feelings and our upsetnesses that we had before, and to use all the information that we now have, our wisdom of when we were in limited consciousness phase, to use all of that to work with them to create this new galactic peace, to permanentize it, and to prepare us for something even more that we want to do, which is to work as part of these various science and exploration fleets, which actually explore this galaxy and explore other galaxies as well. So what we're doing is moving outward step by step and becoming members in full standing and becoming experts as well at how to carry out a first contact mission. So this is our next initial phase after we become a star nation again, is to start working with other members of this Galactic Federation across this galaxy, and eventually with beings across other galaxies to spread peace, light, and love across this vast physicality that we all know and parts of it that we will finally get to know.
Well, that sounds so beautiful, like a dream to me. And I must tell you, Sheldon, that your updates bring so much joy to me when I read them and when I hear your voice, when you explain those things. They make me feel like, okay, this is why I'm here and why many people are here. Because I understand that many people are starseeds that are incarnated right now in this time of transition and ascension to work with the Galactic Federation to bring the peace in the galaxy again.
Right, and that's where we're moving towards. We're moving not towards wars or lack of understanding. We're moving toward the unity, the great peace, the great love, the great light that is a part of the energies of this new now light galaxy, and using this energy that we have had experience with and using it to spread this light and love, as the Galactic Federation also is to a certain extent, to move it out even further. We have an ability, because of our wisdom, to understand certain things very quickly that other people can't quite fully grasp. So as a result, we have this special wisdom, this special ability. That's why we had this 13 millennia of being in the dark and going through all the craziness, experiencing death, experiencing all kinds of cruelties, experiencing disunity, wars, etc. We can now use that energies to actually build light, build love, build unity, and allow all of us together as one to help create this beautiful new reality which we are moving towards right now, which is one of full consciousness, of unity, and as I said, of light and love. So what we are doing right now is moving ourselves away from the reality that we have all known forever to one, at least it seems that way to people in our limited lifespans, and changing what seems like a permanent deal of disunity and all kinds of craziness like war and strife, and getting away from that and moving toward unity and love, understanding how beings normally cooperate with one another, and building up our trust factors with all the beings that live throughout this galaxy and all through physicality, and getting rid of, by transforming, all that hate, all that disunity, etc., into light and love, and understanding exactly how that translates into building love across this entire galaxy.
Yes, that's so beautiful and amazing. And because of our experience in the last 30 millennia, with what you're saying, with all the things that we have experienced in duality, we have a richness of experience that can be used to help understand other civilizations to bring to the light.
Exactly. And that is why the divine plan has set up that once we shift, which we're on the verge of doing right now, that our initial mission should be to bring that energy, that wisdom, to this galaxy and utilize it to finalize across this galaxy with all the many different species, etc., many of which have never experienced full consciousness, to allow them to move into that, change their basic way they look at how their societies are created, and help them to create their own galactic societies, their own star nations that work in the light, not in the dark, and come together to create not empires, but to create ways in which organizations like the Galactic Federation can help them to come together and understand what light and love is really all about.
Yes. And can we talk about fluid group dynamics a bit? Because that's what you mentioned in a few webinars, how a galactic society works. And the term dynamics I was very interested in, because it makes me think about crop circles, because the way that cities like in Agartha and in the galaxy are formed or shaped geometrically, and the way people are sitting in a conference room, is, to my understanding, in a geometrical shape where all those groups and potlets are communicating with each other. And if you see it from a bird's eye view, I think it looks like a crop circle. What's your idea about that?
Well, how it works is that everybody has a set of primary talents and abilities. Mm-hmm. When you become fully conscious, you understand what these are, and you are constantly, during the course of your life, working with either your closeness, your your other, or the society you live in, to bring that particular set of abilities to its fullest potential. As you do that, you discover that when you are in need to use that talent and ability in society to solve problems, what we're talking about, which is fluid dynamics, does, you have a problem, a potential thing, whatever it is, that's causing some difficulties, and what you want to do is solve it, creatively solve it, find a way to go beyond that and move on to another aspect of your society's way it works. So first thing you do is you gather up those people that have this expertise and this knowledge, and you put them in charge of the group. Their basic job is to take their creative abilities and utilize it to solve the problem. The rest of the members in the group support that. They work with them. They provide ways and means to help facilitate all of that happening. And so gradually, you, by coming together, by talking, by expressing, by using their expertise, by following that, you solve the problem. Once that problem is solved, you then move on to something else. If there's another problem that society needs, whether it's locally or planetary-wise or star nation-wise, you then all come together again, and now you're not the expert in charge, you're the follower. You provide your abilities as a perfect support. So it's called fluid because there's never a leadership group. There's never a followers group. It's constantly changing depending upon what is required to solve that problem. So you're constantly creatively changing so that it happens. And what, and as you do this again and again, you get into a flow. You understand how a person's expertise can be utilized to its maximum potential, and how you can support that to your maximum potential, and you work together continuously, and so it flows. And so it's just like water seeks its own level, which is to solve where it's at. You are continually, through this fluidity, working to solve problems. So no problem ever lasts very long, because what you have is the ability to call upon those who know how to solve this problem and to use those people who are experts in facilitating these kind of things, and who have other aspects of abilities and talents that can help you create a way to solve this problem with the main problem solvers to work together to create solutions. And that's what this is. It's solution-oriented. It's temporary. It continually is shifting. And so you have this flow of changing. And there's the reason why it works so well is there's no egos involved. Fully conscious people don't have an ego. They have only a great desire to use love, unity, and the basic rules of galactic society to solve any problem as creatively and swiftly as possible. So that's what they do. And that's how it works.
Yes, it works wonderfully and very smoothly.
Exactly, extremely fluid. It's like I said, it's like watching water. It has a rhythm and a pattern, and it's continually solving the problems that the society encounters.
Yes. Sheldon, we have a caller online too. Her name is Sundancer. Shall I call her in?
Sure.
Okay, Sundancer, you are live.
Yes, hello.
Hello, hi there.
Can
this
you hear
is
me?
Sheldon. I hear you.
Okay.
Hello.
Is this the host, Martin?
No, this is Sheldon, but we can hear you. Sheldon can hear you.
Okay,
yeah,
hi.
Hi.
All right, I had a few questions. One about the light chambers.
Sure.
I missed the first few moments of the program, but I mean, how many light chambers are there going to be available for billions of people?
Right, there'll be one per person. Everyone is designed for two things. One, to adjust to your energy patterns. What are the blocks in your body's RNA, DNA, and all parts of your physiology that prevent you from moving swiftly and easily into full consciousness? The pattern that is done takes about 3 days. So basically, Federation medical teams are working continually to do one thing, which is to update your dossier so that what's in the chamber is exactly where you're at when you get put in there. The purpose of it, the purpose of it is to shift you.
And where will the chamber be located?
It'll be somewhere in Agartha, in Inner Earth. They have them all over Agartha in special places. Everybody's been assigned to a room, like an apartment. And in one of those rooms, those apartment, is the actual chamber. The room is set up so that it is tied in exactly to your auric field and your auric energies. when you enter the chamber, it's just like being a butterfly and having this crystallysis put up around you. In this case, it's an organic device. When you go in, you're under constant supervision of both your angelics and a Galactic Federation mentor. All of them have been fully examined your dossiers. They know exactly where you are, and those that work with you all the time know to the second where you are. In other words, your various heavenly guides, your body guides. So what they are working together during those 3 days to make sure that you totally are changed into a fully conscious being. There's no hit or miss about this. It will always be successful, because before you enter it, you're first going to be explained by the mentors exactly what's about to happen to you, how it's going to happen, the stages that it will go through, and get rid of any fears or upsetness about it that you may indeed have. The idea is for you to enter it in love and light and full knowledge that you are going to be shifted from being a limited conscious being, which all of us are now, back to what we were naturally, which is to be a fully conscious being. And so we will be changed into a being that is, for the most part, is a young adult, and you will have full and complete access as a young adult to being in full contact with both your Akashic records and with your guides and with your higher self. That's why being a fully conscious being is like being a physical angel. So you will be that person when you come out. You will then need to have some etiquette training. I say that because suddenly you will have an advanced ability of people talking at you. You'll have all kinds of things. When you think something, it happens instantly. So you need to have a little bit of training to understand how you do all this. It's just like if somebody entered our society who knew nothing about it, he needs or she needs a little bit of training in how to acclimate to it. What?
I understand. I'm very excited about it. But what I don't understand is how we're going to – I mean, if there's so many billions of people on the planet, how, you know, physically, how is everybody going to get to show up to be in a life chamber? Is it going to take years for everyone to have their turn?
No. It'll be instantly, because everybody is being either teleported by a device, a teleportation device, or being sent down by ship. So one way or the other, at the right moment, everybody will get either to go into a ship, or if it's so decided you can be able to be teleported, you will be teleported to where that
And we don't
particular,
have to sign
to get your
up
final
or do
series.
Anything. It'll just
No, by being here. By being here, you have already have a dossier. You already every night are checked by our various Galactic Federation medical teams. So you're already in the process.
Okay. Well, thank you for
question. What about our lives, you know, our so-called lives here in terms of, you know, when we leave to go to inner Earth or whatever, what happens to our, you know, our homes or this or that or... Will we be coming back to that, or is it just moving forward from there?
Because while we're changing, the Earth is going to be reunifying itself. So it's going to be taking the outer surface of this planet, turning it from a 3D to a 5D realm, and changing it back into a pristine ecology from one pole to the other. It'll also be changing from being a dipole, in other words, having a north and south pole, into being a monopole. So it will be a monopolar outer world and a monopolar inner world. And so there'll be two 5D worlds, and we will become part of the Galactic Society, not only of Agartha, but of our own selves, because what the Agarthans want is for all of us to get together, understand what Galactic Societies are all about, and create a Galactic Society not only for Earth, but for this whole star nation, because many of us, when we become fully conscious, are going to find out that the rest of our life contract is supposed to be on Mars, Venus, or the new world of Posh or Pax or Maldek, as some people also call it. So just know that you are entering into a new reality. This new reality is part of the divine plan, and we will be fully able to understand the divine plan, and we'll be fully able, as I said, to address our Akashic records, fully address all those beings and the administrations and various spiritual lineages that we have, so that we reconnect not only with our fully conscious physical selves, but with our fully conscious spiritual selves as well. This is about unifying all of this within ourselves.
Okay, Sandra, so thank you very much for the questions. We have two people also waiting on the phone.
Okay, so much and for the answer. Do we have any idea when this is going to happen, was the last thing?
Well, just say very soon, and the exact plans and all that will be announced when all this begins, and it shouldn't be too much longer, okay?
Well, then I won't have that. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sundance. So we have on line one, we have Tom, Carolina. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Sheldon, how you doing?
Hi there.
I got a question. Are you familiar with the Carl Castle in Miami?
I am familiar with it. Yeah, I've heard about it a few times, yes.
I studied it for several years with a psychic. And I get the feeling that it's connected to the inner earth somehow.
Somehow, yeah, it is. But mainly what the guy did who actually created it and then had to move it, which is another example of how he used
his
energies.
Right, he moved it 10 miles.
Right, by himself.
Right.
And what we have to understand is he understood the nature of how energies in this reality and in the other interdimensional realities that are surround us operate. And these energies allow you to take matter and levitate it. One of the things that Tibetans also...
He did it with
the
cube and the sphere.
Right, right.
It manipulates the two energies. You got a concentrative wave and a decentrative wave.
Right, exactly.
And he balances it with a fulcrum.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you, I studied that place for 3 years with a psychic, and I lived in Naples, and I used to drive there on weekends. And when we would be coming back through the Everglades, this is close to 15 years ago, I would always be looking up in the sky, and she would say to me, "Are you in your body?" And I said, "No, I'm up there in those clouds. I don't know what's going on. Something's calling me up there." And this was way before I knew about the Galactic Federation or anything like that. And that's why I know this is all very true, because I connected to it back then.
Right. And what you were connecting to was basically understanding how this energy operates. What the Galactic Federation is doing is regulating this energy right now, because the Earth wants to move into full consciousness as soon as possible. In other words, raise its frequencies above the base of roughly 13 hertz. And what it wants to do then is move us all into the next level. But we can't quite do that yet, because we have not yet conquered all the abilities it takes to move into full consciousness. That's why the light chambers are around. That's why the Federation is developing mentors to help each one of us. The process right now is to get this done as soon as possible when the divine time happens. We don't have lots of years left, and we don't have, when this happens, lots of years to slowly move each of us into this higher energy pattern. So the result is that the Galactic Federation has the first contact. The contact is to prepare us by having a mass interaction with them, and then finally to move us into inner Earth so that we can complete this process with them in these various specially built chambers. And we can't look at them quite as machines per se. These are living organisms whose purpose has been set up to move us, to use the energies, to take the various energies of light from various dimensions and move that through our cellular system, our physical body, and combine that with our spiritual energies. In other words, our mental bodies, our various emotional and other bodies that deal with the nature of how our auric fields operate, and put that all together. And when you do that and move our frequency up to the proper level, get rid of the various epigenetic blocks and various other aspects that of improper sequencing in our DNA, RNA prototype, our genome, we can then move ourselves into full consciousness. Its job is to just assist us in this process. Once we get there, the purpose of the Galactic Federation and of our various spiritual body hierarchies are to help us understand the process, to understand the etiquette of how you live in a fully conscious reality, and allow us then to use our own talents, our various wonderful abilities, to come together as a society and start creating what I like to call galactic society, and utilize that new galactic society to form a star nation of various planetary systems that make up our solar system, and then use that to become a member of the Galactic Federation, then do what all physical angels in this reality do, which is to help put together various ways for people to understand exactly how we work together and how we can move this light outward as part of actually manifesting and unfolding the divine plan.
So I got one other question.
Sure.
One other question. Are you familiar with James McBride?
Name sounds familiar, but I'm not offhand. No.
Okay, because I'm just wondering if you knew anything about him working with the Galactic Federation. Doing something called the Divine Province.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I don't have it in my head right now, so I can't really say anything.
Thank you. I appreciate your talk. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Now we have another caller, Sheldon.
Okay.
It's Amy from Atlanta. Welcome, Amy.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Sheldon.
Hi, Amy.
I just have a question. There's so many people who aren't awake and, you know, who believe everything that they see in the media and what's happening in this 3D reality. I'm wondering how the Federation is going to handle those individuals. I mean, are there going to be announcements via TV first, and then the Federation will show up to prove their existence? I say this because there are, you know, so many people in the world who have no clue what's been going on behind the scenes with our government and with, you know, ETs in general and the contact that we've had with them over the years, our government especially. And so I'm just wondering how all that's going to play out.
Sure. One of the things, as you mentioned, is the announcements. It's very important that first there be governmental announcements with the governmental changes that are about to happen. And the second part is that the Galactic Federation wants to have its own set of announcements so we understand who they are, why they're here, and the purposes for their landings, which will happen shortly after that. So what we need to know is, one, they're here, and they've been here for a long time. First Contact mission itself has been going on for nearly 25 years. So what we have is they're observing and kind of being very stealthy about how they work with us. They want to go beyond that. They want to formally get a governmental announcement followed by their own set of announcements so they can indeed explain who and what they are and then start showing themselves. And what they would like to do at this appointed time that they set up with us is to come down en masse and interact with us directly. They want us to understand, and therefore they're going to frankly talk with us. And we have the right, if we are upset with them or we feel upset about the lengths of times of certain things, they want us to discuss that with them. They want us to get all our stuff out with each other, and they want us to then move on to the next point, which is preparing for the next phase of First Contact, which will actually be our transferring into being fully conscious beings. So they're going to do this stage by stage. They realize there's going to be a large shock factor. That's why it's going to be when the announcements are made by them on TV, radio, and all the other flings, computers, etc. They want us to understand who and what they are. They want us to not feel that we're pulling a sham game or anything on them. They want us to see they're frank, they're in the light, they're here for our benefit, and they're here to move us from being a limited conscious being that can be manipulated to being a fully conscious being that can't be manipulated. It's almost impossible to try to trick anybody when they can fully understand what everything in your auric field and everything in your mind, in other words, how you speak to yourself, is operating. So they want us to be able to be up to their level of understanding all of that with our own being fully in our own potentials. And that means moving us up into a new consciousness level, so be from limited to fully conscious beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so their process is going to be to show us heaven, to show us who and what they are, and then finally to actually move us from being from the limited consciousness we are in now, where the physical realm is really the only one we understand, to being a multidimensional being of light, of understanding how to put together heaven and physicality and understand through the Akashic records and through then understanding and reading our own life contracts of where we're to go next, what we're going to be doing, who's meant to be our guides, who we're going to be working with, etc. They want us to be in that aspect because it's essential that people not be lost. We're all like lost, mixed-up raiders down here. What we need to do is get unlost, to get found. And that's what this is all about. It's about understanding what spirituality is really about understanding who we are, and about understanding how we can use that to make ourselves better and to make not only this world better and the solar system around us better, but to also do that for the entire galaxy and indeed all of physicality. This is about, to use the initial phrase they used 2 decades ago, Balmy, this is a welcoming home mission.
Right. I have one other question that's maybe related, but I've been hearing in the news and on the internet a lot about these big booms, and of course you've got all these sinkholes that are happening all over. Is that something that's an earth change, or is it something that's going on underground in Argosa, or what do you know what that is?
Well, the big booms deal with Agartha moving forward to unify the entire world just beneath us. The sinkholes happen from the fact that the way we build cities and territories, we leave things that occasionally have sinkholes. We've had this for decades, for centuries. It's something that happens.
Okay. So but the booms that we're hearing all over the world are coming from inner Earth.
They're coming from inner Earth. It's a symbol, the first little sound symbol, so to speak, of the world that's ahead of us. And then we will be around on all of that when the announcements happen, and then this will no longer be surmising on anybody's part. It'll be things that are happening every day.
Great. Thank you, Sheldon. Appreciate all your work.
Thank you. Good questions, Amy.
Thank you.
Sheldon, we have many callers. We have Cody from Hollywood online, too.
Sure.
Hi, Sheldon. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. And I'm so appreciative of all the emails that you send me, my mom, everyone in the family, and it helps us to keep going and stay positive during this time. My first question is, our family members, like if we have children or parents or siblings, are they going to be going with us?
Okay. This is one of the three questions I always get asked, so I'll try to be a little different than a standard answer. Every one of us is an individual soul, an individual entity that has its own life contract. So as we move forward with both the angelic energies, the energies of heaven, and the Galactic Federation who follow under the energies of heaven, our physical angels, what will happen is everyone will be going separately to their own place. Now, whether that winds up being adjacent wherever and what we're going to do when we're fully conscious, how we interact with one another, is going to be dependent on our own individual life contracts. So just understand that we have been birthed into this life. We have created families with one another. How and where those families go depends upon how heaven and ourselves wrote, however you want to say, our life contracts for this particular lifetime. And what that is, I am not an expert in each and every one of them. So what is the fate of all of that? You could be staying together. You could not be. I don't know. It depends on how you guys put your life contracts with one another together. So that's all I can really say about that.
But we'll have an understanding of what the mission is so that we won't feel like, oh, my gosh, someone just stole my daughter. Or
you'll
everybody, have a better or higher understanding.
Everybody will have full access to everybody's Akashic records. You will know who and what you are. You will have a full understanding of it. It could be that you have, in this lifetime when you're fully conscious, missions to create together, and that will happen. So just know that when you get to be fully conscious, you will have a full understanding of exactly what your relationship is to everyone you call a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a son, a daughter. You'll have full understanding
of that. Would that apply to twin flames?
Yes.
They would stay together or maybe not?
Yeah, they will. If they're real true flames with one another, they will intertwine because that's part of the Galactic Society laws. It's the law of the two. So just
wow, okay.
Just understand that. What it actually is, what is real, what is not real, will all be dependent upon when you become fully conscious and you understand each other's life contracts. And you then will get trainings and then you will work with one another in whatever capacity and whatever relationship it's meant to be.
Okay, now thank you. And I have two other really important questions. One is the prosperity packages. Are those meant to happen and come to us before the ET disclosure happens so that we can transition easier? Or this is happening after we come out of the
No, there will be deliveries. Chamber. They're very close to happening. Just know that. And just understand that we want to create a prosperous, unified reality The idea of moving everybody forward is not to move people that are in poverty to keep them there. It's not for people who are in utter pain to keep them there. It's about love. It's about light. It's about plenty. It's about prosperity. So just know that's a part of the process. You will get that before the actual announcements with the ships, with the government announcements. So just know and understand that that's all happening.
Okay, yes? And the last one is this. Thank you. That was very thorough. I appreciate that. Okay. I was completely following you the whole way, all the emails, everything, and I was, and then I saw this George Kavatsalis video, and it said, just go organically with the earth, don't go with the synthetic light of channeling and all this stuff, and I was like, well, it feels very good to me and very natural to me. It resonated with me, and then I automatically got this fear when I saw his video talking about that, because I resonate with it, and I connect it to you because that's where I get my information from about, you know, going into inner earth with the Agarthans. And he's saying that you only take us up to a certain level of consciousness, but I'm like, well, but he's saying full consciousness. He's like, you'll still be under control and stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to think that maybe he's on a fear-based, you know, agenda. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go with that because I understand what I think is what I'm going to create as my reality at this point. And so I was just wondering if you could maybe give me a little direction on that so that I could just feel good about what my decision is, which is that I would like to go into inner earth. I would like to meet these other beings. I want to feel love in my life, light. I feel like it's time to, like, this needs to stop. You know, it feels like now I'm ready to go to the next level. And so I can't imagine just sitting here on earth and just crumbling with the outer crust of it. And I don't know. Can you clarify? I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I
First
mean?
First, one thing for you to understand. Be discerning.
Okay.
What feels right to you deep inside, when it feels right to you deep inside, is right.
Mm-hmm.
So understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The world, fear is lack of discernment. That's all it is. So just discern deep inside yourself. Go there. And say to yourself, this is what I truly believe. And just do whatever you do.
Okay.
Surround yourself with white light or anything you need to know to get to a point where you know and feel that you are in communications between your higher self and yourself. And when you do that, the next thing after that is to just see how you feel about something. How does it seem to you? If it feels right, if you discern it that way, then go with that. That's all that you right now need to know. You are a being of consciousness. You're not a piece of rock that falls around. You have a feeling of consciousness. So use that level of consciousness you're on to work your pathway. And if certain things feel right, then go with them. That's the first thing you have to do. The second thing is take any information that you see and feel, and if you resonate with it, the chances are excellent that for you is what's right. So just use your discernment, use your resonance of feeling what's right, and use that to guide you, and that will really help. Because all the things inside of you, your higher self, your guides, are all working on one basic aspect, which is to use that energy that makes you feel good, makes you feel right, to use that to guide you. So just go with that. I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you,
You're
Cody.
Amazing. You're amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Cody, from Hollywood. We have Jane from New Zealand, line 4.
Feeling what's right and use that to guide you. That will really help. Because all the things inside of you, your higher self, guides.
Okay. Maybe we can go to Ross from Canada on line 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hi.
I just got two quick questions. I was wondering about the light chambers. Is that going to be something similar to a Kundalini awakening?
Similar.
Similar?
It's similar, but there's a lot of extra things added onto it. Because what you need to do, everybody on this planet right now has improper gene sequencing. In other words, every part of your gene sequencing has certain things that should be on that are off. They're very rare, but they're there. You also have epigenetics. Epigenetics simply means some great incident happened either to your relatives or your ancestors or yourself during the course of your lifetime or long, long ago in the case of your ancestors. And what they have done is they've put certain blocks based on the fears and insights. Like, for instance, some people died in mass during the Black Plague, for instance, and they put among just about all Europeans involved in that certain set of various set of emotional blocks. That's what epigenetics means. Epi just means above. And so that guide. So what happens is those various emotional and other related energies have to be dissolved and changed. And then all the sequencing has to be put into full so that you can finally become fully conscious. And also when you moved into limited consciousness, certain sequential blocking points were put in to move you from being full to limited consciousness. So all that stuff has to be reversed. And that's what the 3 days in the chamber is all about. It's not only the moving of your full-powered energies, which is Kundalini's energies, moving up through your body, but it's also changing in every cell in your body the basic epigenetic and certain other physiological energy blocks in your RNA, DNA, so that you can blossom into being a fully conscious being. And that's what it is. That's why I said it's like Kundalini plus a lot more that makes it possible to shift you from being a limited to a fully conscious being. And one of the things I'm going to be doing, give a quick plug right here, I'm going to be doing a thing on Sunday at my normal time, which is 12 noon Pacific, on just that. I'm going to be talking about not only sacred geometry, but about the whole process of how we move from limited to full consciousness and give people an idea of exactly how and why the light chambers work the way they do. So just a quick plug on that. You can look to our website for that.
Wow, awesome. Okay. I've got another just quick question about
sure. The
age of Aquarius and how we're now, some people say the rule of Jupiter is no longer, and now we're under the rule of Uranus, which they say is the awakener. And I was wondering if that's why the Dark Cabal is doing so many negative things, especially like this past couple of weeks with the Boston Marathon and the explosion in Texas, and then before that we had Sandy Hook. It seems like they're really grasping at straws and trying to, you know, really push their agenda lately. And I'm wondering if, you know, the age of Aquarius with Uranus is going to affect and speed up the awakening of, you know, most people.
Right, it will. It will. And indeed, that's why they're in panic, because they realize that the magnificent game they've had with us for almost 13 millennia is finally coming to an end. The divine plan has set up energies that are going to allow for new governance, allow for a change into prosperity, and a change in allowing the galactics, etc., to move us into being fully conscious beings. They know that's going to happen. They know it's very close, and it's brought them into a massive panic, and all the crazy stuff you see on the news shows is exactly the reason behind it.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you, Ross. We have Jennifer from Santa Fe on line 3. We have to James from New Zealand on line 2. Because I hear background, maybe you can turn off your radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Is from Santa Fe? Jennifer? Hello? Okay. James from New Zealand, you're live on ET First Contact Radio, and you can talk to Sheldon now.
Hello.
Hello, this is Jean from New Zealand.
Hello there. Hi, Jean.
Hello, this is wonderful. It's because I've got this on at the moment. I've got you. What I'm wondering about is that I actually, at this moment in time, or from 2004, I've been channeling White Buffalo. I've been channeling the old wise ones, and I've now got a beautiful channeling of spirit energy of light, but mm-hmm. I seem stuck at the moment. I'm trying to get this out into the universe. There's so many people who have no idea what's happening. And is there a way that I can do this better, or am I working on my right? Am I doing things right, or is there something else that I can do?
What you need to do, as I said to another lady before, is just go into your discernments and ask questions, you know, go into meditation and see what your higher self and those that are part of your spiritual guides, and there's and body guides around you, and see what they as a group say, and work your own version of fluid dynamics on them. Allow their expertise to lead you toward a creative spiritual solution to where you need to go.
All right. Thank you. I've got a friend here who always feels that she's never been here. She thinks she was actually a drop-in. She said, I don't belong here. And sometimes when you're talking, she seems as though she just disappears into spirit. Is she going to be a big help, or am I going to be a big help to whatever's happening now, please?
Sure, you're probably going to be a big help. The main thing is go with your discernment, and with her, just tell her to do the same thing. Just go with her discernment. See how you can work together. See if that's indeed in the cards,
right,
so to speak. And decide if it is, how to do it. That's the best thing. That's really the best advice I can give anybody.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jane from New Zealand.
Thank you. That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank
you. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have Jennifer from Santa Fe on line one. Jennifer, ask your question.
Hi. Thanks for talking to me. I had a question about animals, our pets, and I wondered about the life contract, like when we go into the chambers. What happens to our pets? Will they go with us?
Okay, as far as pets go, no, they won't be going with you. They'll be going to a special place, and at the proper time, when you are fully conscious, they will return. And think of what you can do with them then. You can actually hear them. They can actually talk to you. You won't just hear woof woof or meow meow. You'll hear a voice. And then you can really have a conversation with them and decide what you want to do, because they will have their own free will as well as yourself. And just decide whether you're going to stay with one another or if the relationship with one another is going to change, since you now can actually guide one another, since you can understand what you're saying to each other. That's what's going to be happening.
That's such wonderful information, because that's what I was wondering, because they do have their own path that they have to follow, and I wondered, you know, if they choose to go with me, will they be able to go with me?
You will decide, because you will know one another's life contracts, and you will know how you're going to interact with one another, and then you can make your own little friendship packs with one another and give each other advice that will help each other through their life contracts.
Oh, that is wonderful. So wonderful. Another question I had, will there be, when it's time for us to go into the light chambers, will there be any kind of signal that we'll get beforehand to know that we're going, like, within an hour or within a week or whatever?
As for that, Bobby, before you enter the light chambers, there already have been contact. You will have your mentors around you, and they will tell you when, and it'll be part of their conversations with you. As I said, they want to have a very frank dialogue about what upsets you, what do you think is supposed to happen, and they'll explain to you what is to happen. And you can interact with one another and create a marvelous friendship with one another and allow each of you to reach a degree of interaction where when the time comes, they will tell you matter-of-factly, and you will understand it, and you will know what's coming next, because they know that all of us want to know as much about all of this stuff, our history, et cetera, our origins, why are we going there, when are we going there, et cetera. So we already have discussed that, and then when it comes time to tell us, it won't be like an order. It will be like, yay, this is the time. Let's go do it. And that's what they want to create.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate both you and Martin so much, and thank you for talking to me.
Sure.
It's
have
pleasure.
A great day.
Bye-bye.
Super. All right, children. It's been many callers. We have a very popular show running, and there are many listeners, and your information is crucial to the people. You know, it's so wonderful to have you around us and to read your messages. And they are being translated into many languages on galacticchannelings.com. And, you know, it's so wonderful that you're here on the show again, Sheldon.
Sure. And I just want to just say one quick thing, which is to say, tell everybody that I'm doing a webinar this Sunday, which will be at 12 o'clock Pacific time here in the States, Western West Coast time. And it'll be at the usual time that we have, which is between 12 and 1:30 this particular Sunday. And it'll be the, the 21st of this month of April. So just know that that's happening. And then there's be a repeat, of course, on Thursday night at 6 o'clock to 7:30, which is our evening one. And all this is all, of course, Pacific Daylight Time in the States. So just look at our website, which is www.paoweb.com. And you'll look up there, and you can easily, by looking where the updates are, you can see how you can join in on it and just have a simple charge of $15. So I just wanted to throw that in there real quickly so people would know about this webinar we're having on Sunday and then following Thursday. So I just wanted people to know about it. So thank you for giving me the time to do that.
Very good, Sheldon. And to the listeners that are listening now, I have a very special announcement for next week on BBS Radio Station 1 on the ET First Contact Radio. I will have Stephen Bassett from the and he's going to be talking about the citizens' hearing on disclosure, which is also a very important event. And next Monday, I will have the filmmaker on Finding Voices Radio, Amar Deep, from the Sirius movie. So a lot of stuff going on, and we have come to the end of the show, and we had many callers with many questions, and I hope it was okay for you, Sheldon.
Sure, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Marvin, once again for having me on.
Yes, it went by very quickly. The time is flying like an arrow.
Yes, it is.
All right, salamat yarin, Sheldon.
Okay, salamat jah, and thank you very much again for having me on, Martin. I really appreciate every time I have it, and I like the chance to explain to people about the next webinar. So have a great day, and thanks for calling me, and I really enjoyed the program and all the questions.
Okay, and the last thing before we close off is go to the archives by going to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, and you can subscribe to the archives and give a kind donation and help me to maintain the show. Thank you, Sheldon, and namaste.
Namaste and salamat jah.